Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Flow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along, this is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the beats, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. So glad you guys could join me here live in the forum tonight. I want to welcome you from all over the world listening. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated. Many of you are on the phone lines, and many of you are actually inside the chat room as well. So I just want to say peace and greetings and welcome to The Remix, everyone. I do want to go ahead and give out the call-in number. So if you're out there listening, it's a couple of ways that you can kind of chime in and you can listen, and we want to make sure that you know all of those ways. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's the number to call, and that's going to get you locked into The Remix. If you're an international caller and you're calling from all over the world, because we have listeners that listen from all over the world, definitely just dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in. You can also Skype in. How cool is that? Just come on over to the Remix Radio page, and you can also Skype in as well, and Skype will get you locked right in. And you can listen via Skype. So it's a couple of ways that you can listen. We also want to invite you to come on over and come join us in the chat room. Many of the Remix family is in there and getting themselves all situated and all hyped up for tonight's show as well, too. So you can come on over and you can join us in chat. And if you want to come over and join us in chat, let me give you those cosmic directions so you can kind of float yourself, get into the flow, and come on over to Planet Remix. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/all one word, The Remix, and you can come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us in the forum tonight, because I see many of guests joining us here, let me be the first to say to you, welcome. Welcome to The Remix. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are. And come on in. All you have to do is click that link at the very bottom, tell us who you are, and sign up. It takes about 2 seconds, and you can come on in. You can participate with everyone in the chat room. The Remix family is in there getting themselves situated as well, and they definitely will make you feel welcome. I'm in the chat room as well, too, so come on over. However you want to join us, it certainly doesn't matter. You can get yourself all logged in, and you can listen to us here in The Remix. Well, welcome to The Remix, everyone. As you know, tonight we're going to be talking about shifting into 2015 and beyond. And also joining me here live is Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, and also from Self Invested. He does those amazing soul alignment readings and also those soul cycle calendars that many of you all over the planet have already tapped into. You can reach Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. No worries about anything that we talk about on the show tonight, because everything is available in the show notes. So all you have to do is download that and check out the show notes. and you'll be able to get yourself in. I do have some announcements tonight before we get ready to get started in the show. So it's a couple of goodies. I got some good goods for you guys tonight. A couple of special announcements that I want to be making you here for you tonight. And one of these announcements is going to be really special. It's actually something that I wanted to make sure that all of the Remix family knew about. First of all, I want to let you guys know that if you do not have the Remix app, you need to get yourself over to your Android store for your smartphone or smartphone device or any of your devices there, Android devices, and you need to download that because why? Thousands of you have, but you guys need to go over there and you need to get that app as well. And when you get that app, it's going to allow you to be able to tap into all things concerning Planet Remix. Whether you want to send me an email, you want to connect yourself with the Know Your Magic line, you want to go back and you want to listen to some past shows, any of those things that you want. If you want to take a look at Twitter and maybe you don't have Twitter, you can do all of that confined right there in the app. And that app was designed for the Android market, was designed by an amazing brother, the brother Mark, you know, of the twins, of the Wonder Twins, what I call them. And he is an amazing brother. I got a special announcement from Brother Mark as well, too. And then also, for those of you who have iTunes and your Apple devices, no fear, because we have an app for you as well, too. So wherever you are, you need to have this Remix app on your phone. You need to have it. So you just get yourself over. These are our gifts from the Android market, and you'll be able to go and you'll be able to get that. You'll be able to go over there, and you'll be able to pick up those apps and put them on your phone. You'll be able to not only put them on your phone, but you'll have them on your desktops and on your devices, and it's going to keep you locked into everything from the Remix. So now, here's one of the things I want to tell you is if maybe you had a desire to have your own app, like that's a really cool thing. I have people who hit me up from all over the world who listen to the Remix. Some of them have even discovered the Remix from it being on the iTunes market or the Android market. That's how they discovered the Remix. Well, there's something very special that the Brother Mark is doing, and he's offering a single-button Android social app. And this is a special promotion that he's running for just those who are familiar with his work and his passion and what he's doing. And he's offering this. It is for a limited time for $25. You heard me. So if you have a business, if you have your spiritual work that you're doing, and you want to be able to have your own app that you can just tell people if they want to connect with you, they can go over to the Android market and use any of their smartphone devices that they could just go over there and they can get your app for $25. You can actually get a single button Android app with the free upload because that's also a complicated part of the process is to have somebody upload it to the Google Play Store, the Android market. And if you guys are interested in this, there is a place that you can go. I'm going to give you that email. And there's also one of the great things about this that Brother Mark did is that he even has one that you can try out for free. So you can see if it's something that you want. Maybe, you know, you just don't have the familiarity with that, but you can go over to www, I'm going to spell it out for you, appsclamation.com. Now, once you get there, and you're able to go over there, you will see all Mark made. You will be able to see that. And on the front page, you will see $25 single button Android, the promotion. Please, please, when you email Allmark May, please let them know that you heard about it here on The Remix, and he will tell you what you can do for $25. You can go ahead and get that set up, and I can't tell you. You guys definitely want to take advantage of that. I know all of our businesspreneurs here who have their different businesses and things. For $25, you cannot beat that. So I wanted to put that out. Brother Mark is definitely a big part of The Remix and the Kundalini Lab and a lot of projects I work on. Amazing brother, beautiful energy. And definitely this is a great special, you know, you guys. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. It is something, he's a brother that works from passion, from in his heart. And for him to do this, whoo, this is big. So I wanted to put that out to the family tonight so everybody could definitely jump on that. And if you want to find out more information, you can contact Brother Mark there, and you can go ahead and get yourself signed up. So welcome to The Remix, everybody. Let's go ahead. We're about to get down to some business. We got a couple of more things that we're going to cover here tonight. One of the things we got to talk about, first of all, I want to welcome all of you for being here live in The Remix, because it is just super freaking amazing to be in the house with The Remix family and to have you guys from all over the world joining us here. I do want us to take a moment and have a moment of silence, especially for our brothers and sisters who are on the continent of Africa that is dealing with this deadly virus that is making its way around. And we'll talk more about that, but we want to send some love and send some light and send some healing. I know the priestess have already been sending out their love. One of our priestess actually is from Sierra Leone, and she is from that part of Africa and have family over on that continent. And so we've been sending love, and she's been sending love, and I know you guys have been definitely sending love. All of the priestess been sending their loves and channeling out that energy. So I want you guys to continue to send that healing energy to all of our family all over the planet. It is so much going on at this particular time. We can look in the Middle East. We can look to the West. We can look to the north, we can look to the south, and we can see. So we want to just take a moment for us all to just be in that place of silence. Yeah. Just in that place of silence, and send some love to them and to all of their families, as well as all of you out there as well too. Yeah, yeah, really, really powerful energy we're putting out there. I thank you guys for doing that, for us always remembering to take that moment to kind of pause and just to send out love and light and healing, just healing energy out there. So also, it's the weekend, so don't forget, we start collecting those Kim orders at this particular time, and we want to make sure that all of you out there, more than ever, you need that Kim deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck that was created by myself and a team of some powerful sisters and brothers, that we brought that together on the planet and all over the world. I get reports, brothers and sisters working with it. And so I want to thank them for working with it, as well as you guys. International shots out, because we got Amsterdam in the house. We got Jamaica in the house. We got South Africa in the house. We have West Africa in the house. We have Barbados in the house tonight. Germany, France, Italy in the house tonight. Egypt is listening live tonight. We have Iceland in the house tonight. We have Japan is listening live in the house. We have China in the house tonight. Woo! We got a whole bunch of countries that I won't dare screw up your name in the house tonight. We have Mozambique in the house tonight, listening live from all over the world. We have Spain in the house tonight. Big ups to Spain, listening live for us here in the house tonight. We have Saudi Arabia in the house tonight. Ah, big ups to you guys listening out there live in the house tonight. And Yeah, we got some countries out there, some real interesting countries listening live. I see you out there, and you guys are all listening live right now here on The Remix. I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you all of our international listeners, for getting up. The UK always stands up and shows out. They're listening live. Canada, of course, is listening live and in the house tonight. Big ups to Canada, as well as all of you here in the United States, Hawaii, and the surrounding places listening live. And all of you other international countries out there listening. We got so much planned for you tonight. As you know, Brother Bilal will be coming on in just a short moment here. But I want to take this time out. My love to all the priestesses. I am so proud of each and every one of them. Amazing, amazing, freaking amazing sisters. Just amazing. Proud of all of them. Always got to send love to them. And then, as you guys know, we're about to kick off a new session, a new season of, you guessed it, Self-Invested. Now, I want to talk about this for a moment because this is some powerful shit right here. I want to talk about this because we're about to kick off the second session of Self-Invested. Now, two things I want to let you guys know. We've been swamped with people re-registering and new people registering for Self-Invested. And so I know some of you are like, oh my goodness, I registered for Self-Invested and I haven't received the email. Well, you probably won't yet. Some of you have, but not all of you, because we're still going through, we're still responding, we're still getting everyone in the lineup so we can get this thing kicked off. And it will kick off on August the 2nd, and you guessed it, that is tomorrow night. We are going to be live in Self-Invested, and we have so many amazing things, so many lessons learned from the first session in Self-Invested. So much growth and transformation has happened. So many multidimensional changes has come about. So much growth and evolution has been involved, and most importantly, so much love has been poured in by myself and the whole Self-Invested team, because I definitely couldn't show my ass up and show out without them. So my love out to all of you who are Self-Invested, all of you who will be joining us during this second season, because, I kind of get a little emotional about it. Can y'all believe that? Kind of get a little emotional about it because it's so much work that you guys put into it, coming to these classes and Self-Invested and taking the work and really, really, really just kind of rolling up your sleeves and doing it and taking these things out into all of your areas of where your life work is, into the world, and really doing that internal alchemy and spreading that love to your family, those lessons you've learned through your community, spreading it all over the world. You know, the returns are so priceless. And every day when we're getting emails from you guys and Self-Invested and we see the things that you've accomplished, you know, the things of how you've been able to create the life that you want, talk about abundance and prosperity opening up for you. I mean, some of you have moved into your own place. Some of you have started relationships that you never thought possible. Some of you have been able to transform your physical body, your mental body, and been able to clear these things spiritually off of yourself, off of your bloodline, things that you thought was inherited, things that you thought was a part of just who you were. You've been able to lift these energies up off of you, and you've been able to transform yourself. You started businesses. You've created new job opportunities. You've been able to just really, the returns, I can't say enough, just priceless, just so priceless. You've been able to tap into the creative side. You've been able to get into your life work. You've been able to raise the energy of where you feel your passion is and the work that's needed in the world. You know, a lot of you have been able to even propel yourself to millionaire status. You understand, I told you guys a couple of shows back that I knew that there would be some billionaires, some millionaires that would come, because the world needs that at this particular time. Us as the collective consciousness, really, we are the trailblazers. We are the ones setting these new paths. We are the ones that are clearing the debris out of the air. We're the ones flying high above this 3D reality and being able to shine our lights on our reality in the most authentic, loving, and powerful way. And so it's an honor to have all of you guys, and I just cannot wait until tomorrow. Like I said, the whole team is so psyched. It's truly life-changing. That is the only word I can explain about becoming self-invested. If you're out there, it's never too late to become self-invested. We're doing something completely different. One of the things that I promised you guys is that self-invested would not stay the same. It would always change. And we've kept true to that promise. You know, we've been very, very true to those promises. And so I want to invite you, if you're interested in becoming self-invested, finding out more about what you need to do to understand what self-invested is for you to email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue. We'll send you the website, everything you need, so that you can. This year, the enrollment this year is going to close on October the 31st, and that is a divine time. So I hear you. I'm reading the energetic morphial of everyone in Planet Remix. I see some of you out there right now trying to see, can I get in now? If you hear that calling, you definitely want to come on over. I see some of you saying, I'll be able to do it next month, and some of you for so on. So you have until October the 31st of this year. We are going to close enrollment this year, because some of the things that we have planned for self-invested this year, it is about divine timing, and it is about having that group together, having us to have done this work, and then we'll be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Tonight, once Brother Bilal comes on, we're going to be talking about some of the upcoming lectures of self-invested, and we're going to have some 4-week long workshops. And the reason we do call it workshops, because you guys know me, you're going to do some damn work. So you're going to be in self-invested. This is where we pull up our sleeves and, you know, we come and we really get down. We don't talk about knowing our magic. We do that shit for real. And this is the place. That'll be sort of your training ground there, where you'll be able to come in and you'll be able to do it. You'll be able to work it out, so you're not out here in the world guessing. You're not guessing about how you're going to manifest things. You're not guessing about your wealth and prosperity. You're not guessing about where you stand and how solid you are. You're not guessing about things in your life. You're really not coming from that position. Truly, you will take the seat, take the divine seat of the knower, and be able to move into your work. So super excited about that, self-invested. So you guys will be getting your emails sometime tomorrow before self-invested class starts. And we're going to kick it off from there. We got families joining us. We got people from all international countries that's going to be joining us. And So just amazing, 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 amazing. And I know you guys have questions. Someone asked, so is self-invested and Know Your Magic now combined? Well, Know Your Magic is something that everyone who's a part of Planet Remix does. Know Your Magic. And so magic is infused into every area of our life. So self-invested is a place where we go to do this divine work at, this divine work. Mm-hmm. It is a sacred space. Self-invested workshop is where we fellowship. It's our sacred space. It's that real divine sacred space that floats out all into the cosmos. Personal, internal investment. That's what it's all about. Just yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. So welcome to the remix, everybody. We're going to dance in just a moment. We're going to get ready to get up. We're going to kind of move around a little bit, and then we're going to get ready to welcome Brother Bilal to the platform as we get ready to get into the share tonight. I'm super excited. We're going to be doing readings tonight. Yeah, I think we'll be doing readings tonight. We got some things we're going to talk to you guys about, but we're going to also be doing some readings tonight, which is going to be super cool. It's always cool when Brother Bilal comes on and we do some reading. Yes. All right, you guys, we're going to get ready. We are. Ooh, once again, I don't know what kind of mood this is. I'm just here, just relaxing in this energy, just feeling, you know, very divinely blessed and just glad to be in the remix this evening with all of you here. Yeah. We're taking it easy tonight. One of the things I want to ask is, who saw the movie Lucy? Have you guys gone to see the movie Lucy? Just kind of raise your hand a little bit if you're out there, if you guys have gone to see the movie Lucy. Who's gone to see the movie Lucy yet? I know we talked about it a while ago, a long time ago on the remix here. But who went to go see the movie Lucy? Okay, a few of you. Griffin went to go see the movie Lucy. Mm-hmm. Who else went to go see it? Anybody want to go see Lucy? Anybody else? Well, we kind of know remixes, Lucy. Like, I literally feel like they owe the remix a royalty check. I really do. Even some of my little sayings Lucy got is saying up in there. I feel like, you know, y'all owe me a royalty check, you know. And I could go back and prove it. We can prove it here. Our shit is archived. Our shit is archived here. So we could go back and prove it that before y'all was even thinking about Lucy, we was, you know, doing all of that. You know, then they had the nerve to have Lucy say, thank you for sharing. I said, Lucy, what's really going on, girl? That's my saying. Oh, too cute. Yeah, definitely. Well, everybody, whoo, yes. Welcome. Yes, welcome, everyone. Welcome to the remix. Welcome to the remix, everyone. We are live here in the remix, everyone. So glad to have you guys here in the remix tonight. It's just a real, real powerful thing. Shifting into 2015 and beyond. Of course, with me, Miss Blue, and Brother Bilal is going to be joining me here in just a short moment as we continue to get into the share and just have everybody here. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and just a reminder out to all of you, because we have so many new people coming on, so many of you still joining us in Self-Invested, but so many new people joining us in Self-Invested this time. I want to say welcome to you again. Check your emails. Because that's what you're going to do, where you're going to hear, you're going to get all details. The email will go out tomorrow. Any questions? blue@gmail.com. That's all you got to do. You find that in the show note. Oh, we got a surprise for y'all tonight. I love surprises. I don't know about you guys, but I love surprises. We got a surprise for you tonight. Me and Brother Bilal, we got a big surprise for you guys tonight. I'm not going to spoil it at all, but I got a surprise for you. I certainly do. So you want to stay tuned. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. And, you know, one of the things I want to say to you is that we're coming upon changing times. And I think all of you know that. And we've known that for quite some time that these are some really, really changing times that we're in. And shifts are occurring. They're happening all the time. And, you know, there was a period of time where we understood how important it is to understand who we are as individuals. That's important. That work must be done. That foundation must be set, that you be able to function, to be able to connect with and understand yourself. But then there's also more work that is going to be required from you. And that work that is going to be required from you is also recognizing that all is one. You got to recognize that all is one. So that means that I'm you and you're me and we're all one. There is no separation. You see, this is still about this 3D reality that tries to separate things, that tries to pull them apart, that really can only understand it from a very low vibration, that feels that if somehow this is sort of your path you're on, or you're choosing this, that somehow you're missing out on something else. And that's simply not the case. Because what is happening now, you can think back in your life, think back over the last couple of years, you will see that certain individuals, certain people, certain places, certain foods, certain thoughts have divinely been moved out of your way, and for very good reason. Because you have created your frequency and vibration that has been moving you into your divine soul group. And it doesn't mean that because you don't have those same connections that somehow there's something wrong anywhere. It just means that you have clearly defined who you are. And you've clearly defined on where your vibration is leading you. You're understanding who you are at the essence, at a soul level. One of those things that is so important, it has to do with fellowship. Now, fellowship is typically one of those words that if you're still in old programming, you start to cringe. It makes you want to run the other way. It makes you want to fight for your independence. It makes you feel like somehow you're a part of a group, and that's not a good thing. But that's not true, because we're talking about fellowship. See, our words are starting to take on new meanings. We've always known that. We've always known that we can give meanings to words. We can give new meanings to words. But literally, when you begin to start to speak out of your mouth, if you take a second and you begin to listen, you will notice that certain vibrations don't mean the same. Take, for instance, even myself. Before, when I used to say Godiva, and I think about Godiva chocolate, like that would take me to a whole nother dimension. It still takes me up on the Richter scale, but not to the same place that it did before. So I want you to begin to think about fellowshipping and how important that is in these times, to be able to collectively be with a group of individuals who are on your same frequency, that you are moving and grooving in the flow. It is not resistance being placed there when you are being your true authentic self. That's how you know. That's how you know. That's how you know, because when things come, confirmations come through that flow. Energy comes through that flow. We get healing through that flow. We raise our vibration and frequency. We literally cut on our lights when we get in that flow. When we're in that flow, our aura begins to expand itself, and we begin to contract back towards us that same lightness. It's a good feeling. It's a really good feeling. It's a energy. It's a rush. It's about being in that space where you can be comfortable. It's kind of like snuggling up in the bed and finding that perfect spot. That's how you know. Fellowship is important. It's a necessary part of growth. And so tonight, we're going to listen to some Baby Blue. And then tonight's song is going to be dedicated to those in self-invested. I want to dedicate this song to you. I really do. For those of you who are self-invested now and those of you who will be self-invested in the future. Yeah. So we'll listen to some Baby Blue and then we're going to get right into the song.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Would you walk a righteous path without the promise of heaven, paradise, streets paved in gold? Would you say your sister, your brother name for another name's grief? 'Cause if you believe that your God is better than another man, how you gon' end all your suffering? 'Cause if you believe that your God is better than another woman, how you gon' end all your suffering and strife? You believe great God. If you believe that your God is better than another man, how you gon' end all your suffering? 'Cause if you believe that your God,
right there by Michelle. Wow. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, shifting into 2015 and beyond. Joining me here live in the platform tonight is Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience. And you guys know how to reach out to him. Bilal at bilalthexperience@gmail.com, and also of self-invested. We're going to be talking about that tonight. I'm going to search the board right now, and let me see if I can find Brother Bilal. So let me see if I can find him here. And while I'm looking for Brother Bilal, let's see. Yeah, while I'm looking for Brother Bilal, let me go ahead and play something right here while I find him right here live in the remix. There's Brother Bilal. Yes, soul searching. That's what we're doing, so many of us, right now. We're soul searching. We're taking a look at ourselves, taking a look at the essence of who we are, not just from the past, not where we are right now, but even from the perspective of in the future. Soul searching, it's a necessary process that we began to do, and why it's so important to understand the magic that comes with soul searching. It's not about looking at the exterior world. It's not about being in this illusion that even we created, but it's about understanding what is connected to us at a soul level. That is the best thing that we can do, is we can invest in soul searching, being able to connect with the essence of who we are and not be clouded by these things in this 3D reality, and being able to tap into our energy as multi-sensory beings, understanding the essence of who we are and how that is connected from here all throughout the cosmos and the Milky Way. Being able to put on and wear the crown, put it on, do some soul searching, be able to open yourself up to the possibilities of you, the possibilities of you. Soul search. Looking at those things from a soul perspective, from the inside. Those things that are important to you. Those things that are connected to you. Those things that are lasting far, far much longer than anything that the eyes can see. Soul-to-soul contracts, understanding the essence and why they're so important, that we fulfill them and we continue to move ourselves forward in this universe and beyond. Soul searching. It's some powerful shit. Yes, it is. All right, everyone. Ah, there is. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
I am here. What's going on?
Oh.
What's happening?
Just so good to be in the house tonight. Yes. So good to have you here as well.
Yes, sounding good, sounding good. Searching.
Yes,
love it.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo.
How's everybody tonight? What's up?
The Remix family is in the house tonight. They are supercharged up tonight as well, and definitely just supercharged up about Self-Invested coming up that we have kicking off tomorrow as well, and just everything that's out there, just the vibe, just the vibe.
Oh, yes, Self-Invested is going down. I'm so excited about this season, you know, about this whole upcoming event, man. It's going down. And I tell you what, too, it's just so much to learn, and it's like, I know it's like a lifetime of learning. You know what I'm saying? You will never exhaust the knowledge and information that's on the planet. Self-invested is so effective because we get to be one-on-one, hands-on. You press that damn button and ask your question, and and over 200 of us, if all of us can't figure this shit out, we need to shut it down tomorrow, you know? So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, man. We have some powerful stuff coming up this year, and you know. And you know what? Be patient with yourself.
Yes.
Because, we all are work in progress no matter where we are because, like I said, you would never exhaust it. Like,
never.
Real.
Never, yeah, ever, so, ever.
So shouts out to all the self-invested, to the Remix family, everybody on the line. And we even understand if you can't make self-invested because it is a personal commitment. And not that you don't want to be there, but sometimes, you know, it don't permit you at this time. But it's going to be available. So it's not a rush. No, don't be in a rush for learning, you know.
That's always good.
Right.
Always good. Beautiful. Yes. Also, I want you to, if you could, Brother Bilal, we won't get into this right now. I told them we had a surprise for them later.
Okay.
I know we have a surprise, but I do want to talk about some of the classes that we have coming up. Self-invested and just talk about, like, we got the Kim business class. We're going to be doing like four weeks of that.
Right. I lined it up.
Okay.
You know, I've been doing this for years, you know what I'm saying? And I like to stay in alignment with the energy on the planet. You know, it's really one of the benefits of knowing astronomy and, you know, studying the energy patterns for years. You know, we lining these things up. So it is the proper time to start with Kim business because of the months coming. You understand? It's not we really going to be ahead of ourselves. Even tonight, same, but we're talking about 2015 already because we're already in 2015. Anytime you're doing big business, it's always projection involved. Like right now, they're working on shooting movies right now for next year. So it's projections going on. You understand? You're working on fiscal years right now for next year. And we have to, I always say, understand the process and stop being in reaction mode. That's the main thing. So Kim business, you know, we're talking about 4 weeks. And, you know, so we're going to be getting it in. And then it's revamped.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much the foundation can't change because the foundation of Kim business is what it is, you understand? So it has evolved, and we're gonna have some fun for real. I tell you one thing. I'm excited about this one we have coming up.
Oh yeah.
And I believe you put it on the calendar for October, which is E=MC². Everybody will be getting a documentary to watch, and we're going to break this shit down. 4 weeks, E=MC². We're going to go to the heart of the matter. We're going to go in detail.
Oh, yes.
It's hard to talk about all these topics in detail, you know, during the show. You know, we're covering some information and giving just enough to go and research the information, but we are going to be getting it in because everybody's going to be putting their input on what they get from the session itself. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to do 4 weeks of that. So, wow. What other thing we have coming up for self-invested?
Well, we have all kinds of things coming up for self-invested. And, you know, that's what I love is that the team that we have, these are not just thrown together classes, like you said, Brother Bilal, and I'm so glad you brought that up, is that we use our area of our work to really start to infuse that from myself, from you, to Esther, to everyone on the team that we have working with us, Dr. Banks, even Brother Dietrich, even we'll be coming to you guys who are self-invested as well, too, and some of your expertise in things that you know that you're divinely ordered to do on the planet and begin to do this work. And that's the powerful thing about it, you know. So then we'll be talking about things like relationships. We'll be getting into feng shui in a way that we've never done it before, you guys. This is really some, how do you say, some cutting edge shit that we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking about the planets and the relationship to our magnetic fields and other fields that have not even been defined yet that we've already uncovered. So this is a lot of our work to really keep you way ahead. I don't even know how to say other side of the Milky Way.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy you said that, and because I really was able to get on the phone earlier with one of your priestess.
Yes.
Okay. A self-investor and a person who has been doing the work, and I know she don't mind me calling her name, which is Kalimar.
Yes.
Because I received the email, and it really was an outstanding question, you know, because we really don't think about this. And she was looking at her sun sign, which is Virgo, right? And the question was, what is the ruling planet? All right? Excellent question. But this is what we got to understand. Every planet has a different influence in each house. There is no ruling planet. You have to understand what the planet is doing in each house, because they have Mercury as the ruling planet for Virgo, but Mercury moves through each house every 7.3 days. So Mercury have an influence on every house. So we really, you know, and she really sparked something, because I'm really going to put something together, and it's going to take a while to really, you know, really go over all that information, because I'm going to have to break down what each planet does in each house.
Love it.
That's some powerful shit, huh? Because, see, we always look at just the sun sign. If that be the last thing we are, you know, so we be looking in the wrong place. You see what you just played? Searching? Searching. For real, you're looking for the wrong. You're not even in the right place where you're looking. So I love that question, because it really sparked something. We really need to understand that. You understand? And that's a class. That's really not a show, a remix show. You understand? That's something that we really have to talk about, because it may take 12 weeks to do that, because I got to talk about the role Mercury plays in each house. That's 12 houses.
Yes.
And that's 88 constellations. we can't do that in one night. So, you know, but you really have my word on that, and, you know, I really appreciate that, and because that's very necessary. Very necessary.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been receiving, you know, that's one of the things that we've been talking about here off and on, about all the emails we've been receiving and the questions that the Remix family, everyone out there listening, have been sending in. It really is powerful, powerful, powerful stuff. So super excited about that. Shouts out to the priestess, and shouts out to self-invested.
Right.
It's listener Kalimar for, you know, definitely bringing that up. That was super amazing. I love it. So many things are coming up, you guys, that we have so many classes. We have Money Matters Part 2. And for those of you were in self-invested, you know the Money Matters class, where we had the Money Junkie Kit, which is off the charts. Mm-hmm. There are people still sending us emails telling us how they got their finances in order and was able to create wealth from that. So that was something we did last year.
I'm laughing at that because, look, Money Matters is coming up in November where it's needed because everybody lose their damn mind around holiday time and spending all that money. I don't care how conscious you say you are, they be sneaking in the store buying all kind of shit. So we really need Money Matters at that time of the year, for real.
Yes,
so that's perfect timing.
Yes.
You know, so it's well designed. It's gonna be a fun year. It's gonna be real nice, exciting year. You know, I tell you what we gonna do this year? We're gonna go after the cosmic sound barrier.
Yes.
We're going after the cosmic sound barrier.
That's right.
Because what happened? Most of us in school, we more rooted in the associated barrier.
Yes, and not the cosmic.
All right. And what that does, it only thing we could do with the associate barrier is develop an obvious state of mind. When you see the title of the book, you already start associating with what it's about.
Yes.
So your mind is locked into associating things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we have to move outside of that because we never supposed to know where anything is going.
That's right.
They, you know what? I have secrets I keep from myself.
Yes.
Right? And some things you never, you know, you don't never understand the direction because life is about ebb and flow. It's about liquid and fluid, you understand, and solid. So I want you to get out of that obvious state of mind. So we're going into the SOTA, is the SOTA.
Yes.
And that's going to be the cosmic sound barrier. That's why words are so important, because once you understand the role that words play, you go beyond just your obvious sound.
Yes.
And this is why people don't feel protected, because when you get to the cosmic sound barrier, you become safe in sound.
That's right.
So we're going to SOTA.
Yeah. No. I just kind of wanted to speak on that because that is so true. Lots of questions about people coming up wanting to know how to protect themselves and, you know, feeling that they're cursed or that they have something on them and really having those things. So these are just a few, you guys. We can't go through all of the...
That's the associate sound. That's the associate barrier. Because you're only associating this with what you've seen on damn TV. You understand? What you done heard about, but this is nothing you experienced.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you were cursed, you wouldn't even know you cursed. I mean, that don't even make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, but the only cursing we do is the words we speak. You understand? So, no.
Yeah.
No.
That's
SOTA, SOTA.
SOTA, you
which
got
is
it.
State of the art.
That's right. Soda.
That's the mind we after. We after the state of the art mindset. And that's going to move you 2015 beyond because it is shifting. Look at the damn news and look at all this damn chaos. Trust me, it's shifting. Don't even worry about that damn chaos.
Mm-hmm.
All illusion. Trust me.
That's right.
Don't get caught up in that. State in SOTA, state of the art.
That's right.
Cosmic sound barrier.
Yes. So powerful. So true. Got to raise your frequency and your vibration and stay grounded. That is definitely what Planet Remix is all about. And we're going to be going into all of those different subatomical levels in self-invested. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Ooh, yes. We got... We got so much that we need to tell you guys about. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Bilal.
Go for it, huh? No, I'm good. What you have?
Okay, well, I want to tell you guys, we actually have a new website.
Mm-hmm.
That's here. And wow, how do I begin? I want to talk to you a little bit about this new website that's here. But first, I want to talk about what's available for you on this website, how you can take a look at it, where it's located, and what you'll find. A couple of things is we mentioned a while back, one of the things is when we had the Soul Body Workshop. Now, a lot of times, well, I won't say a lot of times, all the times when we do classes, when we do workshops, and we do them from here on the Remix, Planet Remix, they are truly inspired. And a lot of times what happens is we don't do it with the anticipation of maybe doing a part two. We don't. We don't do that. We just kind of put the energy out there as it comes in and just sort of kind of move in that flow. So one of the workshops, one of our most requested workshops, and I'll say one of them that has been done, was the Soul Body Workshop. And many of you attended the Soul Body Workshop. But there were so many of you who could not, for whatever reason, attend the Soul Body Workshop, was not able to make it, and you guys have been emailing me, trying to see how you can actually be able to tap into the Soul Body Workshop. The Soul Body Workshop is such an important template, and I'll talk about this just a little bit here. For those of you who may not be familiar what it is, and just kind of give you some insight on the Soul Body Workshop. The Soul Body Workshop is for you to build a body. And you really begin to build yourself a solid body. And through this, you will gain an understanding from any area in your life. Literally, it is something that you'll be able to take with you. We have given it to our children to use. It has moved them, moved my son even to be on his path in grad school. Baby Blue has taken it to propel not only her musical career, but her life path work and her college career. I will say, celebrities and famous individuals have been able to take this and do real life alchemy, not even understanding all of the shit that all of us know. Ain't that beautiful? There is no learning curve. We kind of laid this out. This is the course that myself and Brother Bilal has done. It really is. And I'll tell you what it is. It's like bodybuilding for soul level awareness. This is what it is. You will learn how to tap into your ancient knowledge, not carefully, your ancient knowledge as it relates to you, so that you can use it for your evolution today. It will help you to understand what makes you tick at a soul level, really what makes you tick at a level that you're not even conscious of. It's really about doing life alchemy, about understanding about life alchemy. It's a powerful course. Literally, life-changing. I use my soul body. Brother Bilal, I know you use your soul body.
Oh, no doubt.
Yes. I keep a copy of my soul body on my phone. I keep it with me. It is embedded in me. And you can go back, like I said, because it is one of those living documents. It's alive because it's connected to.
Improving also.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. So we've had doctors, lawyers, teachers use this, magicians use this, healers use this, mothers, fathers, children, and people all over the planet to use this. So that soul body has now been able to be released to the world for everyone to be able to partake into this. So, you know, this is raw and this is real. Everything that we provide here is raw and real. There are no edits because we don't believe in editing. We don't edit. What you see, what you get, we don't edit. That's on there. So that's one of the other things that's on there. Also, what you'll be able to take a look at as well is you'll be able to take a look at the Love Seminar, the online course. Mm. Many of you wanted to find out about the Love Seminar, and quite frankly, as you were talking, Brother Bilal, this is also mm-hmm. a necessary energy that's here right now, but it's going to be coming up again for us towards 2015, very strong. But this is definitely
this
area
month.
For you. Yes, this month
at I would say about the 22nd, 23rd, you're going to notice some serious relationship issues. Watch what I tell you. We're at the center of that right now. So, you really want to, kind of be real delicate with your relationships.
Yeah.
For real. Especially your intimate relationship. They will be challenged this month, I promise you.
This month, you guys. So definitely something for you to know. And so here we have the Love Seminar, the online course. The Love Seminar that myself and Brother Bilal did, we did 7 layers of affection. And what this covers is for you to discover the true meaning of love. Notice we didn't say for us to discover what somebody else discovered. This is about you being able to discover the true meaning of love. The other one is discover chemicals and elements of love, because we go in and we break down the chemicals and also the elements of love. And so you're able to take a look at it from many different angles. The other thing is attracting the perfect mate. This is a challenging one. I get so many emails on this every single day. We have so many people who speak about this particular subject, but really don't tell you the ins and outs of doing it. But we, you know, this is one you take down with no chaser, because we give it to you. This is raw and uncut, attracting the perfect mate. And then how to be the perfect partner. How to be the perfect partner. We all often talk about attracting the perfect mate, but how do you be the perfect partner? And what does that mean to you? We also give you everything as it relates to you and then also your own reality. And then we start to talk about some of the other components that is so necessary when we start uncovering the 7 layers of affection. Why is it a challenge to love? Why do we have so many issues around loving? Because if we can't understand why this is a challenge for us, then we not only will not find it for ourselves, but we won't be able to share it with anyone else. So that's important that we cover that as well. And then the other 7th layer is those who are looking to experience a true expression of love without fear. How do you love without fear? How do you do that?
I tell you what, and these you are hitting on it, because these are so necessary. These tools right here for the energy that's coming on this planet, because you're gonna notice the shift if you don't feel it already. We're in the prelude of it. You know what I'm saying? And not this. It's not about no damn scare tactics or anything. I just want you to be prepared.
Yes.
And when you get to the 5th floor of this damn love seminar, that's where it went down. Everybody was stuck on the 5th floor, for real, because the layers are really different floors, different levels, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's really looking to elevate up, you know, so.
Yeah,
but you are hitting on it, and, you know, it couldn't be a perfect time to do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't be a perfect time to do it.
A very perfect and divine time as well. And so also what we have available is chemistry of the Archangel Michael spirit quest. This is the spirit quest, and I'm going to let you speak about this, Brother Bilal, that when you went to California and you did chemistry of the soul, and talk about this particular spirit quest here.
This is something else. It's time. I have never, I would be honest, I'm not a big person to meditate. I can't meditate in your traditional way anyway, you know, sitting in the corner humming. That's not how I meditate anyway. This spirit quest here, it opened up so much for so many people around me. Somebody need to call up and say what they experienced with this. When we were in California, I mean, it went down. But the results after this spirit quest.
Yeah.
And remember, I gave this example. I gave this example on one, I believe it was the show before the last, when I say, just the example. I'm going to tell you exactly like I told my brothers I wanted them to do the spirit quest. I say, all right. I said, check this out. I want you to understand that everything you desire, everything you came with, everything you want to develop is connected to the chemisphere, which is 50 miles above the earth. And I said, Ms. Blue designed this vision quest to go into the chemisphere and put everything together. But I said, I want you to imagine you're going out of town and you're going into your closet because you need to pack your bag, your suitcase. And I said, but you have it on the top shelf. I said, what you need to do with the suitcase? And like my brother said, both of them said the same thing, Dietrich and Dr. Bain said, well, you got to pull the suitcase down. I said, exactly. That's exactly what I want you to do. I want you to do this vision quest, go up into the chemisphere and pull your shit down.
And it came down.
Yeah, it did come down. And look, I'm putting everything on this one. Go, when you get this vision quest here, you better take this so serious because everything you came to this planet with is on the chemisphere.
Yes.
It's on the chemisphere. So when you do this, go into the chemisphere, imagine and picture what you want, and pull it down.
Pull it down,
I'm going to say this. Because we always talk about the throne and we talk about the king on the throne, the heir to the throne, H-E-I-R-S, the heirs. We own the heir, A-I-R, we own it.
Yes, yes.
The heir is ours. All the information is in the heir. Thoughts travel through the heir. We own the heir. They politic on who owned the water. How you own a goddamn river in a lake in an ocean on shipping? And you have to pay to ride through the waterways.
Mm-hmm.
We own the damn water, too. But look, let me tell you. We own the air. Like right now, we are on the air.
Yes, we're on the air.
Do you know how many? Look at yourself as an airplane. Do you know they be having 10, 11,000 airplanes in the damn air at one time?
Yeah.
Because space is gigantic. We won't even bump into each other. You have no reason to be going after or biting nobody else's shit. You have your own nest egg. You have your own. You came with it. It's in the chemisphere.
Yes.
In this meditation, if you don't pull, if it don't come down, I promise you, watch it drop on you. So we're talking about moving into 215. You better start right now. It's time.
Yes. So, in short, what we got, it's the chemistry of the Archangel Michael, the spirit quest that was done. Once we, Brother Bilal, did the workshop out in California, this is that spirit quest, and they were able to really begin to work with this first, to tap into the chemisphere of your soul, to activate and open your universal gateway. This spirit quest is for that. It's not a meditation, as you said, Brother Bilal, like you said, it is a spirit quest, what I came for that, because this is you.
Let me add this to that. It's not just for one thing. You can do it as much as you want to.
Check this out.
I'm going to even tell you this. My son.
Oh, yes.
He's been doing since I had the spirit quest, Ms. Blue. he's been doing his spirit quest. He meditated his. He did the vision quest all the way to the World Series this year.
Yes.
It just ended yesterday.
Yes.
I just got back home. I just got back today. You understand? I just made it back in town to even come here to tell you. And this is a 13-year-old doing this.
Yes. And he's doing it.
Yes. He's visioning himself hitting home runs and winning. It is so powerful. At 13 years old, he's doing this. And Miss Blue, they came in second place, right?
Yes, yes.
It's not because the vision quest didn't work. He meditated for the wrong damn team.
And he realized.
It really worked. He was doing the vision quest for the guest team to win, and they wound up being the home team. The guest team beat their ass. I'm going to be honest. He meditated for the wrong damn. It really works, even against you.
Yes.
So it really works.
It really is about you being specific and not general. So don't say I'm meditating just for, let's say, a right shoe. Don't say you're meditating for a shoe. You better say you're meditating for some red bottoms. So whatever you meditate, you need to be specific about what you're pulling down and not abstract by calling things guest or home or them or him or she. You better meditate exactly for, you know, exactly what you want. So I'm going to give you guys the website so you can go you can go check it out, and you can go to www.msblueblast.com/digital-rituals-courses. And take a look there. I'll also put it in the show notes later so you can have that as well. But everything is there for you. It is instant for you. We definitely hope you love the digital rituals there because there are some goodies there. So you guys can take a look at it. It's instantaneous that you can have these and begin to start working with them now. We want to make sure what's more important as we come closer to evolve ourselves as a planet being in a new frequency and a new dimension is that you be able to have the tools that you need to really propel you where you are now and also take you into the endless future. So no matter how far you travel into the future or where you are right now, these are things that you can apply and start to use instantly to begin to raise your frequency, ground yourself, and just really tap into the essence of who you are at the highest level possible on the planet. And love this. You guys, let us know what you think about the site, too. A lot of magical work went into developing this. You guys are saying wonderful, looks beautiful, great job. Yes.
I love that it's the perfect timing to have it because everything is getting ready to get a little heavier becoming at the end of this year. You know, I'm really prepping you for what's going on with Saturn moving into the house of Sagittarius and the effect it has on it. And, you know, people will be saying, man, how can a planet have an effect on what's going on here? It's the rotation of the planet. It's the, it's just like if you're standing next to a helicopter. Those propellers on top of the helicopter is going to change your whole vibration. You're going to have to get from up under there because it's spinning so fast, it's going to make your body start jolting. You understand? And so you got to understand that the energy of Saturn is so heavy because of the chemicals that's on there. It's so heavy, and it's going to change the makeup of what happens on this planet. It always happens. This is nothing new. I'm not telling you nothing that haven't been happening. I just need you to be conscious of the energy. And the heaviest parts are going to become inside of your spiritual work. Your spiritual work is going to get challenged. Everything you're teaching is going to get challenged. Even though you're going to have to know your shit for sure. So I want you to be ahead of the game. Yes. I really do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so this, but you're going to see this energy shift. Like I said, the last time this planet was here, you know, it was in the opposite house 15 years ago, which was 2001. If you study what happened that time, we come into the fullness of that. I can't get you more ready for this. Anytime we talking about, damn, 2015 in August, this is very important.
So true.
I mean, it's very important.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, but this is what it is. It's the energy field shifting, truly.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those two are very important.
Oh, yeah. So we again, just want to invite you guys out there to definitely go over, take a look at the digital rituals there and, you know, help yourself do it, because these are all the tools that really, really just will just really, really get you in your flow, get you in your alignment and, you know, really be able to do that. So, yes, and they're loving the website. They love
it.
Oh,
yes, hot.
Yes, it's hot.
I heard you asking who went and saw Lucy. We had some people in the chat room saw Lucy?
Yes, yes.
Oh, man, they're going crazy over Lucy. But look, check this out. Go check this out. It was a good movie. It was great. Be honest with you, if you know what you're looking at.
Yes.
Just like anything else, if you know what they're talking about, it's a great movie. If you really don't know what they're talking about, don't know the science, it's just a movie. You understand?
Right.
But I truly recommend you go see Lucy. And if you've seen it, go see it again, because I'm gonna give you the things to look for.
Yes.
I want to talk about it a little bit. I want to give you some very key things to look for.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The first thing I want you to look for, I want you to pay attention to the room they brought her to where all of this took place, which was the royal suite.
Yes.
Okay? Listen, very good. Which was the royal suite. And they implanted the drug in her that was connected to the chemical that's produced in the body while you're pregnant. They said 6 weeks, but it's really seven. The seventh week is developing this.
That's right. And
the royal suite. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, one of the things that I talked about in the soul contract, Seeds of the Soul contract, is 6 weeks is really a critical time, because this is even a very portal and pivotal time when we're creating soul contracts with our soul group, our family soul group. That's 6 weeks of pregnancy, and throughout 7 weeks where the spirit is still moving back and forth between this world and the other world, creating the soul contract. It's also, Brother Bilal, a time where most miscarriages, 80% of women who miscarriage around that 6 week mark. Yeah.
Now you saw this drug was blue, right? Did you check that out?
I seen the drug was blue.
And check this out, but I want you to pay attention to it. It was more like stones or crystals or pebbles, you know, your favorite thing. But I want you to think about all the seeds you're planting, Miss Blue. Look at it like that. And I want you to pay attention when they tell her to open up this briefcase. Because the drugs is in a briefcase in four.
Yes.
But listen, this is what I want you to pay attention to when you go see this movie, or if you have seen this movie, the combination number, which was 140. 140.
Yeah, the combination.
And the 140 represents 140 degrees. That's in the heart of Leo.
Yeah.
The combination is connected to the constellation of Leo. Study the star systems in Leo, 140 degrees. Okay?
Yes.
Another thing in the movie, the blue substance, I want you to pay attention to the guy they have come out and getting ready to snort the blue substance. Don't pay attention to him. Pay attention to the shirt he has on, which says youth.
Yes.
Y-O-U-T-H, youth. And when he hit this drug, Ms. Blue, he reaches back in the chair, and the whole shirt says a youth revolution.
Yes.
And there's a part in this movie where Morgan Freeman says it's not about evolution, it's about revolution.
Revolution.
Is so many, yes, but they say a youth revolution. Look at the shirt. And then why is this drug connected to developing the bones in a new body and the bone marrow? Because, see, it's connected to the dry bones where the bones come alive again.
Yes.
Let's move.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to this movie when she go into the hospital to have the drugs taken out of her and she calls her mother. Pay attention to this. Because they're not talking about her physical mother and what she was calling the universal mother and father.
Yes.
And her mom on the phone, pay attention to what her mom said because it's connected to the last show we did because her mom said your father's going to be so upset because he's still at the gym.
Yes.
And you know we did this show before the movie came out, right?
Oh, yes, that's right. We did.
Go see the movie, write these parts down, and pay very close attention. And so when Lucy conquered her fear and she realized there was nothing to be scared of and nothing else mattered.
Yes.
She went face to face with her pain, with the pain giver. Wasn't we just talking about the pain?
Yes. We did the show on the
pain. We were talking about no pain, no gain.
That's right.
And she said, it's the pain that's keeping you from learning the lesson because when we're stuck in pain, we can't hear.
That's right.
So that's why in self-invested, we're going to be given the pain relief. We're going to be given pain killers.
Yeah.
Only in self-invested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But look, I'm getting ready to give you the number one pain for the mind. Because we're talking about body, mind, spirit, soul. But I'm going to give you the number one pain for the mind. And this pain here causes the body, the mind, and everything just to go haywire. It's an energy that the mind is connected to that causes all this pain. It's the number one pain of the mind that starts to affect everything and get you stuck wherever you are. Guess what that is? The mind stuck in regrets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You gotta learn to live with regrets.
Yes.
Because anytime you're stuck in a regret, you say it shouldn't have happened like that, it couldn't have happened like that, it wouldn't have happened like you should have, could have, would have.
That's right.
The mind is stuck developing pain, trying to relive the moment of what I could have did, it happened like it was supposed to happen. That's why most people can't move forward from the pain.
That's right.
Because they're stuck in regret. The mind gets stuck in regret. Go listen to pain. Apex of the being is pain, but you can't get the lesson if you're stuck in your emotions.
Yeah.
Let's move.
Beautiful.
The hospital. The name of the hospital was the Boozy Grace. The Day of Grace.
The Day of Grace, yes.
Wasn't we just talking about Yellowstone and the Yellow Man?
Yes.
Why do you think the Yellow Man playing the role he's playing with Lucy in here? Because he represents the hidden hand, only concerned with profit and illusion of power.
Mm.
But this yellow man has a hidden hand even with our slavery.
Yes.
See, stop looking at the obvious enemy. It's the hidden hand. The yellow man had a role. Everybody knew we were here in America. Nobody came. And the yellow man had a profit in it.
Yes.
It's time to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, now, that's the obvious. Remember we just talking about the obvious?
Yes.
That's the obvious shit, because they already playing that in the movie. That's the obvious. Let's go to the state of the art mind. Let's go see what's behind the scenes. I really need some assistance for our self-invested people right here, because it was a 4-week seminar we did called the Mastermind Series.
Oh yes.
Everybody remember that one? Remember that one?
Oh yes.
All right.
You guys remember the Mastermind Series?
Okay.
Yeah, they all jumped up.
It was a required book you had to read for the Mastermind series for that 4 weeks. We had 4 chapters each week.
Yes.
But it was a required reading we had to read. And we didn't give that book up, but I need to give it right now to make my point. The name of the book was The Medici Effect.
Yes, powerful. Yep.
Someone, if you're in self-invested, what is the author's name of The Medici Effect?
Mm-hmm. Let's see who can get it first. The author's name of The Medici Effect, part of the Mastermind series that we did in self-invested.
Yeah.
It was a 4-week
book. We read the book. We had 4 chapters each week out of this book. What was the author's name of The Medici Effect?
All right, they got it. Universal Love got it first. Franz Johansson.
Franz Johansson, right?
Yes.
Was that his name?
That's the brother's name.
And who that got it right?
It was someone, Universal Love.
So what's the name? What is the name of the star of Lucy? Who played Lucy? What is her name? I forgot her name. What's her name?
Her name is Scarlett Johansson.
Damn, what? The same Johansson? Were you serious?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Are they doing a Medici effect on you?
Oh, yes.
Huh? Are they doing a Medici effect on you?
They are doing.
What color is Scarlett?
Red. Scarlet.
Remember
red.
She was redhead?
Yes, redhead.
Let me ask, who love Lucy? Who I love Lucy is?
Lucille Ball.
Who's the crystal ball of Lucy?
The crystal ball, the
eye. That was out around 1955 that we keep talking about.
Wow.
And she turned everything, all the information over to a free mind, Morgan Freeman, the free mind.
Yes, Morgan
turned
Freeman.
Turned the information over to him. She represented nature. She turned completely black at the end of the movie, Black Matter. She handed it over to Morgan Freeman because you're so worried about what they're talking about Lucy. You're not even seeing what's going on behind the scene. The movie Lucy is no different from the Lego movie because the lady in there, the girl, she was looking for the master builder. Her name was Lucy. Morgan Freeman was in the damn movie. Was looking for the prophecy. Looking for the prophecy.
That's right.
Same movie. Same exact movie. Mm-hmm. The Lego movie got more science than the goddamn movie Lucy.
Yes.
They're doing a real-life Medici effect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, see, the movie is designed to get you to go study the brain.
Yep. So
that's
you know,
to go study the brain.
That's right, because she had to turn black first. Lucy turned black, and then she gave it to the black man. She had to turn into a black woman first. She had to become get her melanin. She had to get black first before she could turn it all over to the black man. Yeah.
But what happened, everybody's starting to study the brain, thinking the brain could do this shit.
And the brain can't do nothing.
There's not a job for the brain. Because the brain is over the nerves, and the nerve is over the body. This is not a job for the brain. The brain don't even know what it could do.
That's right.
What does the earth spin on, Ms. Blue?
It spins on the axle. Mm-hmm.
The brain don't have enough access.
That's right.
Because the earth spins on axis.
That's right.
It's access. The brain don't even know what it's doing until the mind gives it access.
That's right. Yes.
The brain has no idea what it could do and what its potential is and what it's capable of because it has to get access from the mind.
That's right.
So let's go to the mind. Hold up. Stop right there because the mind has a limit.
Yes, the mind does have limits.
Its limit is called definition. Anytime you define something, you just limited it.
That's right.
So the mind has to get access also.
Yeah.
You have to go out of your mind to get access. You know, he's hanging out of his mind. You have to go out of your mind to get access because it's the spirit that's handing the access over to the mind and the mind handing it over to the brain and the brain handing it over to the nerve and the nerve handing it over to the body.
Yes.
It's in allegiance. And let's go to the spirit. Because the spirit don't know how far it could go until it searched the depths of its soul.
So true.
So the soul gives the depth to the spirit, and the spirit gives the access to the mind, and the mind gives the access to the brain, and the brain gives the access to the nerves, and the nerves give the access to the body. That's the order. Go to your computer.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my brother Sadat early. He said, man, it sounds like the computer. He gave me the break. Yes, it is, brother. So thank you, brother. Thank you, Sadat.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the computer. The brain is the computer. That's how they made the damn computer. It's modeled after the brain.
That's right.
The mind is your software.
Mm-hmm.
The hard drive is your wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that shit comes on without energy, which is the spirit.
That's right.
You gotta plug that shit in.
You gotta
Even when you plug that shit in, you don't know how far that computer could go without the memory, which is the soul. That's gonna determine how much shit you could download on that goddamn computer.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
None of this shit happening without energy, which is the spirit.
That's right.
Because the spirit has to live in the soul. Because the soul is a black hole, like Black Lucy became a black hole. The black hole is the womb of the universe.
That's right.
Listen, let me say this again, because I'm getting ready to connect something to Lucy. Nobody will figure this shit out. That's how you know this came from the spirit. It don't even match. Listen, the spirit don't know how far it could go until it investigates the depth of the soul. And the soul is a black hole, which is the womb of the universe.
Yes.
Guess what the womb been waiting on? Resurrection.
Resurrection.
Hold on. Guess what the womb been waiting on, Ms. Blue? Resurrection.
Yeah.
Guess what resurrection is? Rise, erection. The wind has been waiting on rise, erection. You can only do it with a hard drive, not soft wear. My uncle told me when I was young, he said, nephew, you can't even have sex with nothing soft. Because software can't do the job.
That's right.
I need to have an erection. But guess what? Guess what happened with Mother Nature? Everybody don't turn her on.
That's right.
Everybody don't turn her on. Now guess what this whole thing is really about? Jonah and the whale. Moby's dick. The big whale. Jonah representing the depths of the soul, and the whale goes into the soul, into the black hole.
That's right.
The whale is a constellation in the sky, Cetus, which is a constellation in the sky, which is called the sea, S-E-A, of the sky. The whale is a constellation. The story of Jonah and the whale is about a resurrection in the constellation. That's what that's about. There's nothing wrong with none of your teaching, nothing wrong with none of your reading if you understand what you're reading, because even in Matthew, what they say, Jesus said, he said, even as Jonah sat in the whale for 3 days and three nights, they were talking about a resurrection.
Yes, resurrection.
3 days and three nights. How symbolic. Where do you hear this story? How do you keep hearing the same story over and over, this 3 days, three nights? And let me correct that for you, because it's 3.5 days, 3.5 nights, which adds up to 7. Now let me put some relevance to this. What is the belly of the whale in the heavens? The belly of the whale sits in Aries. Aries come right after Pisces, which is the Vivica, Pisces, the Vivica Pisces.
Yes.
The Pisces, you see it make a circle. The Pisces become the necklace around the whale's neck. The 3.5 and 3.5 adds up to 7, which is the motion of Uranus. This whole story, all these allegories are about astronomy. They talking about when Uranus get in the house of Aries. Guess where Uranus is right now, Ms. Blue? In the belly of the whale. Uranus is dead in Aries right now, in the belly of the whale, in the resurrection.
Yes.
And you know our people are in love with their dead people, but they are even more in love with someone who could resurrect.
Yes.
Because they never seen the dead. We talking about mentally come back to life.
That's right.
But everybody don't turn to her own. She's not passing the secrets over. And that's why I'm trying to line you up to this energy that's coming in December, because that's where the consummation is going to take place of Saturn and the bride, the soul. But you have to turn her on. You have to get your six-pack together. The six-pack in your mind. You got to build up your abs. You got to become abnormal.
That's right.
She don't want a six-pack of Heineken. She want a six-pack of abs.
you want to be turned on, so you got to know how to turn it on. So 2015, what I see coming.
Mm-hmm.
2014, Saturn is going to be moving December 21st to 23rd into the house of Sagittarius, which is Mother's Nature.
Yes.
So what you're going to witness in 2015 is a resurrection of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a resurgence.
Yes.
With a surge protector.
Yes.
You know how you put surge protector on your ship to protect it? Because last time you didn't have no surge protector and knocked all the damn lights out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look how long you've been sitting in the dark.
Right.
Look how long you've been sitting in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
There's a light switch in the mind, and you have to turn it on. That Archangel Michael Vision Quest bring you straight to the light switch to turn the shit on, because like I told you, we own the air.
Mm-hmm.
Count it down. Wait, are we on the air yet? We own the air. We own the air. Up, up in a damn way, underdog. We own the air.
Yes.
We own it. That's why they make these movies in Hollywood, because they're putting that wood on your ass. They plant these seeds in your damn mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's going on behind the movie. It's the seeds they're planting in the movie. You have to conquer your fear. Conquer your fear. But yeah, Lucy, very, very good movie.
Oh, yes.
But understand what it's saying.
That's right.
Understand the tools you need. We're not in reaction to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the science and understand where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So even tonight, I want to do readings, because I want to base this on the energy that's coming in and how you need to prepare yourself and what energy you need to put yourself in, what mindset you need to have.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Wow, a powerful share, as always, shifting into 2015 and beyond. Of course, with me and Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, I definitely want to just go ahead and give you guys an opportunity as well to don't forget to check out Digital Rituals course, and you can find the details, missblueblast.com/digital-rituals-courses, and you can find out the workshops that me and Brother Bilal have done there, as well as the Spirit Quest with the Archangel Michael. Also, I want to remind you to reach out to Brother Bilal. You can also find him, of course, on the Remix in Self-Invested, but you can also get those personal one-on-ones with him, the soul alignment reading, which are so necessary at this time, as well as the soul cycle calendars, especially with us moving into the energy of 2015, so that you can really begin to see, because this is really becoming about, as the more the consciousness begins to really move itself forward, it's going to be so important that you don't get a serious surge. Because you know what happens when you have a computer device or something and the power goes out. When that power gets ready to come back on, sometimes you can destroy the whole equipment. You can lose a whole computer. You can lose your television because the surge is so great. And so this is so important for you to begin to get the surge, as well, too. And, so for those
surge
of you
out there. Mm-hmm. And that's why we say the sound mind. You got to get back to the sound mind. You won't be
that's
able to
right.
get the lesson. You're going to be stuck in the that's damn right. pain. You're going to be stuck in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck in it. And that's why, and look, see what we're going to do in self-invested? We're going to give out the pain prescription. We'll give out the prescription
right.
on how to relieve the pain and how to keep it away, how
mm-hmm.
to evolve past the pain. Because at the other end of that pain is where you're looking to be. No pain, no gain for real.
That's right.
You setting the temple for your own life, though. You doing this shit to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck in regrets.
Stuck in regrets, yes.
Stuck in regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll tell you one thing. You don't get that damn vision quest. You're going to regret that. Because you most definitely going to need it. Shit, this upcoming season. We really want to put you ahead of the game.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things I'll tell you guys, I'll give you my own testimony with the spirit quest that I did as well. I seen something happening in the spirit quest that I didn't even begin to understand that happened in the spirit quest. And one of the things in the spirit quest was I seen myself with a new car. But I didn't understand how that was going to happen because I had just got it. But I seen it. I seen it. So just some real powerful transformations, things to be able to pull down and pretty quick, pretty fast and pretty quick. And you can do it as much as you like, as often as you like as well, too, because it will be your own personal it'll be your own personal experience, your own personal quest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very powerful. Very powerful.
Yes.
We're doing some reading tonight, huh?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're going to be doing some readings. We're going to get ready to go to the phone lines. I see a shitload of you guys on the phone lines tonight. I definitely want to invite you guys to call in. So I'm going to give out the number again. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Lock it in. It is the number for the remix. If you're an international caller and you're calling in for the very first time, you know, dial the U.S. country code. Then dial 646-652-2711. Also, you can Skype in as well. So you guys can call in on Skype and you can listen via Skype as well. I'll look for you guys on Skype, whether you're international or calling. Press 1 once you get on the phone line so that we know you're ready for questions. When you first come to the line, definitely tell us your name, where you're calling from, and give Brother Bilal your birth date information, and we will take it from there. We're just...
I have a request.
Yes.
All right. I was trying to say, you owe me one, but shit, I can't think of nothing. I can't think of nothing. Shit, you don't owe me nothing. So this, all right. Let me see. And this is gonna be a big request because I just got back in town. So I mean, all right, here we go.
Okay.
I just got off the highway back in town. Right. This is my request.
Ooh,
I want
this
to step up tonight.
Look at these phone lines. My goodness.
Check this out. Check out what I want.
All right.
Listen, very good. All right, here we go. This is what I want to do. I want to get their birth date and line up with what they need to work with, what they need to prepare for, and what's coming. This is my request.
Okay.
I don't want to go in order.
Okay.
I want to be so random that you don't even know you're picking the shit. I don't know what number, right? Just go so random.
All right.
If you could do this for me. This is
okay.
A big one.
Oh, this is a big one. Okay.
If you could do Akashic record readings, which is the new form you're doing. But because look, I know this big, but check this out. I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
This what I know from having Akashic record readings. All right, let me explain this. I know you do it, so you're going to explain, but I'm going to tell you my experience with it.
Okay.
All right. I had the opportunity. I had 4 Akashic record readings.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because what I noticed was, for some reason, it'd be different lives impacting you at different times. All right, now check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I had my first Akashic reading, right?
Yes.
And that was a life that was impacting me at that time. A year passed, I had a whole nother issue. It looked like when you close one situation off from one life, it like 6 months later, another past life pop up and you're dealing with another issue. It's like it kept coming online, and I got to a point where I'm so balanced now. You understand? And I know it's a big order, but if you could please.
Yes,
Give them the energy, the life that's impacting them,
mm-hmm.
and how and what they need to do to move forward to 215.
Okay, yes.
Because I feel only Akashic Record could really handle that order because mm-hmm. it'd be so many things impacting, but if you could speak on how it's different lives that impact at different times.
Yes. Well, you know. Wow, you guys got it.
I know you didn't see that coming.
Blushing over here, but here.
But I am not obvious. I'm you know, shit. I'm inspired. So.
Yes. So here's the thing when it comes to past lives. Which definitely, of course, anything for you, Brother Bilal, I'll do that. So when it comes to past lives, here's the thing. When I was doing past lives in the past, and Brother Bilal, yourself, and a few others got a chance to experience the other levels of the Akashic Records,
mm-hmm.
the premier files, and really understand what I was able to be able to tap into at that particular time. I'm not going to talk too long because we only have a little bit of time and we'll be probably going into after hours. And
mm-hmm.
so that's the thing. Well, I would find the particular past life that is impacting the person at that moment that is necessary. And then I would also see those things that were foretelling and also coming for them in the future. But a lot of that is mm-hmm. dependent on the one thing that we know for sure, and that's a big part of the foundation of self-invested, is that you got to do your work. And so
mm-hmm.
knowing and even understanding these things about about the past lives and how they work, again, a simple process, a very complicated, process that has been made to be simplified, in essence. So,
Because what I notice is like, you know, everybody on their own individual mission. I mean, we know, that's obvious.
Yes.
And for what I see coming for 215,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't think of nothing else to hit me on my drive coming back in town. It, you know, I say just ask her what she do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I want to do random, because I don't want nothing to be set up. And because whoever get this gift here, it's a serious damn gift. Like, for real.
Yeah.
The Akashic Record, you know, so the premier files to, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, whoa.
Look,
before we get started, check this out.
Yeah.
The mythology and the sacred thing behind Jonah and the whale. He was running from his destiny. He didn't want to live up to his purpose on what he came to do. The belly represents the darkness and the ignorance of you trying to ignore it, and the shit is going to bring you to a damn standstill till you come to do what you come to do.
That's right. There's a song about it. I don't know what you came to do.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that's how it went, though. I know what you're saying.
It kind of goes
all
like
right.
That. All right. So we're gonna
going random.
I guess we're going to all be cranking it up here.
Yeah, I guess.
So we're going to go ahead. I'm going to jump around. It's hundreds of you on the phone line. So I'm just, you know, hey, you know, get in where you fit in. Woo, look at y'all. Look at y'all. Yep. You know what? They have literally done the fool tonight. I am still scrolling and people have their hands up. I don't even know. I'm going to jump somewhere around the 400 somewhere caller here. So let's go to the caller calling in from area code 720. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from. We need to go ahead and get your name and birth date as well.
Hello, Miss Blue. Hello, Blue Bilal. This is Ever calling from Colorado.
Colorado. What's up, my man? What's up, brother?
Greetings.
Greetings. I'm up 427.
Boy, you're getting you a treat tonight, boy. You're getting a treat tonight.
I just hit the button when you said that, like, let me hit that button.
Well,
boy,
I'm just...
Well, I tell you, I know your energy with that. Give me the birth date again.
427-68.
All right, 427-68. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's going on with you, big brother. What's happening?
Everything.
Yeah, we're going to get together this Sunday, too. So we good, man. Looking forward to that share. Let me see. I want to give you something to prep for what's coming in. Man, this energy shift is going to be so crazy. You see all the turbulence going on right now with all this damn everybody warring and shit.
Mm-hmm. And my personal life, too.
Oh, yeah, you at war your damn self, huh? All right, let's check this out. All right, now check this out. I'm looking at Saturn right here. I'm looking at Saturn, and I'm going to go to Uranus next because these are the two pivotal points we're looking at for the energy coming in. All right? When you were born, Saturn was in the belly of the beast.
Mm.
When you were born, Saturn was in the constellation of the wheel, of Thetis. All right?
Okay.
And so this is still going right back to your mother's energy because it has a connection there. But with Saturn being right here, you got to start living up to what you say you're going to do. Stop over-promising what you really could do. Don't start no shit and it won't be no shit.
Okay.
All right. Everything, don't promise nothing you can't do. This is where all of your interference will come. All right? And that's where Saturn is sitting at because Saturn, remember, Saturn is moving. And check this out. Saturn moving into Mother Nature. So this is going to also be a pull with the feminine energy. You have issue with feminine energy. You have issues with women. You really do. Yeah, the beep going off. You got and what happened is, it's an internal energy. You know what I'm saying? It may just be because of a trust thing. It's a vibe you pick up. You know what I'm saying? But you have a issue with feminine energy, and that's what's mainly blocking you.
Okay.
Your conflict with that feminine energy. So you really want to balance that out. You know what I'm saying? Really want to balance it. Let me look at Uranus next because you know Uranus is in Aries right now, which is where your Saturn was. And so this is about you doing your own research and learning it for yourself. That's what you need to work on. That's what you need to work on for the year that's coming in. Stop taking other people's words. Stop entertaining other people's bullshit. Don't eat too much of that other shit people giving you. Because you are what you eat. So if you sit on the phone talking about people and start eating that shit, you're going to start becoming that shit.
Yes, I believe that.
No, I know that. It's a difference.
Well, I know that because I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't even like listen to certain music because I don't want to have that in my even.
Yes. Yeah. But your overall, you're going to have to mend your relationship with all the women around you. Like for real. Like, for real. It's bigger than just the physical woman around you. Because you will start hating them so much that you will start becoming them. That's what they say, man. Do that just like a broad, man. Do that, whine just like a you all emotional and shit. You start acting just like women.
Well, just let me know when you're ready for me to get in your records.
My man needed, but go for it.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening and I'm just kind of moving into your records now. I want to take you back to a time, but first I want to kind of ask you a couple of questions here. And we'll move through these very quickly, so just whatever comes to you. I want you to tell me about how do you feel about clothing? How do you feel about having clothes on? And how do you feel about being completely naked? Tell me what's your comfortability level there?
Comfortable being completely naked.
Okay, you're very comfortable being completely naked. One of the things, though, that you're very bothered by, and I want you to just answer yes or no for me, you're very bothered by whenever you see a woman and she's showing too much of her body.
Yes.
That bothers you. In fact, it bothers you to the point where if you're with someone, you will even say to them, look at her. Look how she's dressed. And your woman in particular, you almost kind of have that sacred relationship with her. And you feel like even though you're not Muslim, but you could cover her ass up like she was.
No, I'm not that bad.
You're not that bad, but you're very picky about what's exposed and what is not exposed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to take you back to a time. This is a particular past life, and this is one of the main key things that you're kind of locked into. You're locked into judgment. And I want to tell you where this locked into judgment came. It came from the early 1700s, and you were in what would be considered as Europe. You were actually where we would consider now to be Germany at the time. It was a lot of different things going on. But at that particular past life, your mother was a prostitute. So you were a child who was born out of prostitution. And so you never got a real opportunity to know any other life other than your mother being this prostitute. And this is where a lot of the judgment came in. Eventually, what ended up happening is that there was a war that broke out. And what happened is they pulled your mother into this particular place where this man offered to marry her. And she did want to go and marry this person. But however, she had you. And so what she did is she actually turned herself around, and then she gave you to a family for you to be raised. And even in your own family, even though you were raised by your family, you always felt like you were sort of the stepchild, the child that was kind of left out, the child that was sort of abandoned. And this is a lot where these issues come from. So your mother was one of those working class. And we got to understand, and I want us to make a separation, because how this world at this particular time, 1700s, and even times now, we see prostitution. It's not what we see here in America as pornography. That's completely different. And in fact, the rest of the world kind of looks at us in America as sick individuals, even though they have legalized prostitution going on and has been through ancient times. But I want you to understand that this is about you being locked into judgment. And your judgment is very harsh and cruel when it comes to women because of this particular past life. And your mother being a prostitute, that was her work. That wasn't an issue because that was something that was done, and there were certain protocols during, and this feels like you can do your research on this, around the 1700s, but there were certain protocol for women who were prostitutes at that particular time. It was considered work, just like it is in many parts of Europe and Amsterdam and places you go. It is
in
a
Vegas
job.
Right now.
It's a legal job. It's a legitimate job. Nobody frowns on you, and you're not hiding yourself somewhere in the corner. So it's completely different. But what happened is the judgment came into play. When your mother felt like she was going to go on and she was going to get married and she was going to be a part of a family and that she could not take you, all of the judgment came in because of your mother being this prostitute. And so this is really about you releasing all of those judgments that you feel. Even about your mother right now, you have a lot of judgment on her. And she's carried that particular burden, but that was activated from a past life. That past life of where you were, that was in Germany at that particular time. Now, I will tell you, in that particular past life, you ended up dying very young. And how you ended up making your transition in that particular past life is you actually fell off a cliff, not paying attention. You see? You fell off a cliff, not paying attention in this particular past life. And so, you know, it's important if you can really begin to hear this, and I can even see how the energy is flowing through your body right now. It's waking up a lot of these ancient cells that are inside of you. And I want you to begin to think of, even when you look at a mountain now, even when you get close to the edge, think about that. But more importantly, think about your relationship with your mother. And then think about, of course we can remember the beautiful times, but I also want you to think about the things that you held her in judgment of. These are the things you must let go. You have to let them go. You got to know that where all of this extra energy of judgment and women sort of leaving you, because a part of you feels like your mother abandoned you. Even though she made her transition, you feel like your mom left you.
Yeah. I said.
And this is like you're going all over. And then here you are, a brother, a very powerful brother who enjoys the sun and loves the sun. But you also love the winter. You love Colorado. That's why you're there.
Yeah.
You love the cold, because this is that ancient life. This is your confirmation. And so when I do these Akashic Record readings, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about these things, and particularly think about where Colorado is. It has a lot of cliffs. It has a lot of mountains. It has much of the terrain, because I've even lived in Europe and been to Germany many times. It has a lot of that scenery that even reminds you of being in Europe and being in Germany. Yeah. So I want you to begin to do that. And I want you to begin, one of the things you can do is take yourself into a light meditation and begin to just see yourself, taking yourself back, because this is how you're going to begin to move yourself into 2015. Take yourself back, and I want you to begin to take yourself back into the womb. Even if you have to do it one night when you're laying in the bed, crawl up in the fetal position, and I want you to see yourself back inside your mother's womb, and I want you to begin to feel that love and embrace that love without any judgment. Know that she is still around you to this very day. She is there with you. She sees your light. She loves you, and she never would abandon you, ever. Oh, you're going to make me cry. Oh, you're going to make me cry. Yeah. So I want you to take that with you, this soul divine for you, so that you can really see that all of these issues of really your abandonment really helped you to get into judgment. You see, your abandonment, because we have these energies that are inside of us, and they manifest themselves from, like you were saying, Brother Bilal, so many different past lives.
Yeah.
And so what happens on the end state is that this abandonment has really turned into judgment for you, but it's coming back from a past life. And the good thing is, just for you being able to hear this, it is speaking to your spirit. It's speaking to what your soul has been searching for. It's waking up that ancient DNA. It's really giving you the clarity in your life so that you can now begin to understand why you're so sensitive when it comes to those issues of abandonment or someone leaving you, or even in particular when it comes to those things about how you even begin to see yourself and your worth and what you're worthy of and what you're able to produce in this life. So that's a way that you can let this judgment go. Right? I love you. And I'm glad that you were able to receive these messages here.
And we'll talk this Sunday too, my man.
Yes,
yes. Thank you, Miss Blue. Thank you, Brother Bilal.
All right. Peace and love. All right. Oh,
Ms.
wow.
And I'm inspired to go to number 140, the combination. I want to see.
Okay. Who's at 140? 140. All right, let's find 140. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 876. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night, Miss Boo. Good night, Brother.
Hey, Griffin. Hey, that's right. God damn, the combination. Wow. That's the combination on the briefcase. Go ahead, all right. Shit.
That's Griffin.
Damn, Griffin.
So, let me tell you something. I'm going to admit this in front of everybody. So I'm going to listen. Every time before I come to class, I'm like, I'm not going to press one. And you guys do something, I'm like, you know what? I'm not. I can't. I have to. So please forgive me for anyone who thinks like, oh, he calls in all the time. I'm so sorry. But I just...
No, but Griffin, that's why self-invested exists, because you're supposed to press one to get the personalized lesson. That's the opportunity. We one-on-one. We want you to press one.
Yes.
We do.
We love that. You press one. You can't press one enough.
That's right. Not enough, Griffin. You cannot.
Yeah, wow. Griffin at 140. Go ahead, man.
Yes.
Have you seen the movie Lucy?
Oh, yes. I haven't gone to the movies. I watch it on bootleg.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
There was one thing in the movie, like, I know I need to start shutting in a few minutes, but one thing in the movie where the last part where she went outside, or they showed a view of something that looked like a black sun. So it was like above and below. I'm like, it was really just the visuals. And I was like, because I'm into, you know, effects and all of that. But when I saw that, I was like, you know, it's like, you know, are we living in a black sun? And it reminded me of this song, that the dead can dance did call Black Sun. And, you know, it just sparked some thoughts. Anyway, I need to be quiet now. So,
wow. Take it too.
My birthday is 13th of February, 1982.
Right.
And where I am right now is I'm in a lot of doubt with career. Like, should I go back to work? Like, I decided, like, I don't want to do the regular job thing. It's like, I'm believing in myself. I'm, you know, but I'm not doing anything at the same time. So it's like, are you going to do this or not? So there's that going on. I'm kind of concerned, you know, about that. And you said something about challenges in relationship. This 22nd definitely is showing that up. And there was something else. I can't believe I forgot it right now. But right now, that's what I have. And anything else that the divine and spirit wants me to know, especially what to be prepared for, what to look out for, and what I need to be focused done. So
I know you know this must be important if we're talking about 2015. Really, 2015 is already here. I mean, you know, I mean, we're only talking about a couple more months. And I remember being in business, talking about Kim business class, but I remember being at a business deal. I came together, me and my brother, we was to be investors into a Starbucks coffee place, right?
Yeah.
And they showed us a proposal, and we, you know, we had the money laid out and everything. And then they told us, yeah, Starbucks will be built in the next 5 years. 5 years? Hold on, man. The ship is going to be ready next week. So we have to get a real good sense of business and what time is. You understand? And it's like, Griffin, if you have a 7 o'clock dinner appointment, you can't leave at damn 7 o'clock.
Mm.
So if we're going into 2015, we can't start in goddamn 2015. You understand? And what's going to happen, what you're going to see, what you're going to see in December happen, a lot of your wealth and prosperity is going to open up because you have a lot of financial hardship right now because you're getting a lesson in being disciplined with it and not just wasting the shit. All right? It's going to be released in December, though. It's going to be released in December, all right?
Oh,
and the main thing you're going to have to do, and I said it before, you're going to have to pay very close attention to the instructor or who's ever teaching you. And not just your traditional teacher. I'm talking about everybody, even the children will be your teacher. And you're going to benefit so much just from saying thank you. Damn, I needed that lesson. The lesson is always going to show up on time. The lesson is always going to show up on time. So just pay close attention. Don't shit on nobody because the shit will come right back on you. All right? Serious. Serious. So, you know, it should be a real good, prosperous year. And even you know, a lot of what you come here to do on the planet is going to be revealed. You know, it's time. I know it's been a long time coming, but it's right here. You're so close to it. So I really need you to start writing. I need you to start writing what you plan on doing, places you want to visit, even how much you want to see in your damn bank account. You have to get back to writing. That's why you have the right to bear arms. You have the right. The bear, anytime you see the bear, is symbolic of writing because of the bear arm, your writing hand, Yogi Bear. And I know you're smarter than the average bear. Start writing. Start writing.
All right.
All right?
Yes,
please.
Sir.
One for
Wow, Griffin.
Wow.
Wow, how powerful was that? And just for you to be able to get that message. Now, I will share with people, you have been truly self-invested in yourself and have been for some time, because I think just about every reading I've done for you, I've done, even in a Akashic record reading. So this is really going to be good for me to be able to dive back into records at a premier level, and for us to talk about what's happening with you now, really how to begin to propel yourself forward, and what's happening right now. And one of the things that is heavy on you, you've moved past a lot of different other issues that you had in earlier years of your life, and now you're starting to get one that has been a constant theme in your life, and it's kind of hard for you to get out of. But I'm going to speak about it here, and I'm going to kind of dive into the records. Let me look at the time here. Okay, we're so good. All right, so I'm sorry, Griffin, I'm all in here, but the main thing I want you to pay note to, and I'm going to talk about this particular past life, is that this particular past life happened, it feels like, and when I say that, I want to tell you guys energetically, when I go into the records and I'm in that space with you, it feels like somewhere between the 15th 1600s. This is what it feels like. And the particular time of where you are, the particular place of where you are is what we know now. If we were in the continent at this particular time, it would be what we would consider to be Asia. It would be considered to be in China. It would be China. God. It would be China. Okay. And so, you know, I hear your validation. I hear you. I'm sorry I'm talking so fast. Sometimes when I get in the records, I kind of got to move around. But I want to take you back to this particular life in China around the 15th, 1600s. And at this particular time of you being in China, you were considered to be What did you say, Griffin? I want you to tell me when I said...
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say when anything.
I heard
China. He went crazy. What happened with China?
Yeah.
Like Bruce Lee? What? Yeah. He went crazy.
So I'm sure that that is your acknowledgement that you felt you had a past life in China, just so the call everybody...
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, good. You do have a very strong past life there. And this particular one, you were in China. And in China at this particular time, you were of what we would call sort of a middle-class family. But you had a very unique ability that nobody else in your family had. And this is going to speak to much of what you did now. You were studying to be an artisan, an artist, and that's what you did. You painted, and you worked particularly with two unique colors. And I want you to think about how these colors have followed you around all of your life, the colors blue and the colors white. So you were a part of great artisans who came up with these, and we see them today, this very, very distinctive artwork that have been sculpted onto ceramics and onto panels and onto clothing and screen prints and silk of these designs, these very unique designs that started out being blue and white. Very powerful. Now, interesting enough, you were a student. You were very young and very disciplined, and I see you there. You would wear your hat, you know, the hat that the Chinamen wear that goes around, and you would have to walk to school in the clothing that your mother helped sew and design.
Oh my
God. One of the things that you... And so these are clothing that your mother would actually, you know, she went through a lot to really get these particular clothing for you, and so that you could go to this school, and so that you could do this, and so that you could really study this. Now, interesting enough, you were going to school not, and I want you to hear me closely, not for your art. That's not what you went to school for. You were going to school because you would be, and I don't know what they would call it at this particular time, but I'm sure when you do the research, you'll see. But you were actually going to school to learn the art of writing, of perfecting the language, the writing.
Indeed.
So when I heard Brother Bilal tell you that a lot of what's coming up, see, most people who know you and they know about Griffin, they know Griffin is an amazing artist. But what they don't know about you is that you are also a badass writer, that you can come up with stories and details to create things. Yes. See, Esther is saying it in the chat room. And most people do not know that. You see, but see, there is no rush, you see. You understand, there's no rush. Whenever you can get the spirit quest, because this is going to be so critical, not only for you, Griffin, but for everyone, because we've made these things so affordable. And I see the emails coming in now. You guys are all on the digital ritual sites, and you're mm-hmm. getting your stuff off of there, which is beautiful. But that's going to be something to really help you to pull more of this particular energy down. That would be the work that I would tell you to get. Now, in this life, I want you to follow me here, because you were studying these two things, and both of these are when Brother Bilal talked to us earlier and said we're moving into this time of Soto and understanding mm-hmm. what that means and getting to the art, getting back into the
That's
art.
Right.
These are the two components that I want you to hold close and dear to your heart. So you're going to this school and you get up. It's a long journey for you to go to this school. And you're also studying. You're also working. And you're working with people 3-4 times your age. And many times you start to look at your artwork and what you've created, people tell you you're way beyond the years of what this world can conceive art to be. It's so unique, it's so defined, it's so definite. Well, you were very unique and very defined and very definite at that particular time. So as you're beginning to do this artwork, and you started when you were around 6 years old, and you were doing this, and your mother had you going to this school, and you would come back home, and any of your free time, you would work on your paintings, doing them in the colors of blue, and doing them in the colors of white, and beginning to work with them. And suddenly what ended up happening, and I want you to hear me very, very closely to this. Now, we're talking years later. Many things are happening in your country. I even see that there is a change in leadership that happens. Your family has to end up moving from their family home and moving closer inward towards the city. And these are sacrifices that your whole family made, not for your mother, not for your father, not even for your brothers and sisters, because your mother felt and father felt it was imperative for you to be able to take the consciousness of the family into a whole another class level is for you to complete this school. So you move closer so you're not having to walk so far from the school. And on your way to school, what ends up happening is you are walking to school and you trip and you fall. And I want you to hear me here. And you cut your hand. And you cut your hand so badly. And I'm going to give you the hand that you cut. You cut your left hand so badly, okay? You cut your left hand so badly that you can no longer write and you can no longer paint. So you are now forced to relearn all of these skills that you have. And so what is happening for you at this particular time, because this past life has made such a dramatic impact on you, and now that you've done work from other past lives, what's happening is you are suffering from, you are being locked into incompletion because you didn't get to complete what you were doing in the past life. And this is why here, when it comes to your work, you're in such a rush. When it comes to what you need to learn, you feel like you don't have time. When it comes to love and relationships, you feel like you don't have time. When it comes to even doing things you need to do for yourself, you feel like you are running out of time. But no worries, because no one comes back here to live exactly the same life as we lived before. And that's the beautiful thing about these contracts. But I do want you to tell me about your validation, even when it goes to your left hand and understanding these things about school. Yes.
Miss Blue, there is a cut on my left hand that I got when I was about 11 years old. That was so bad. And it is left a mark on my hand to this day. And before you started talking about it, I was looking at this and I was like, okay, and a whole lot, it just like, you know, it just comes,
Yeah, well, that's so powerful because this is one of the things. We are certainly not our past. We are our past, our present, and our future. We know that we're infinite beings. But thank you for that validation because, see, going into the records, particularly into the premiere files, when we start to look at these things, we have markings on our physical body that we can see. There's not a person I have done a reading for, an Akashic record reading, and when I begin to start talk about things that happen in the past life, we bring them back here. They are our resurrection. They are our reminders to help wake us back up. This is why even before I said the hand, you started to look at your left hand because you know at a soul level, you understand your DNA is now waking up. So when Brother Bilal said that what is coming online for you, this is truly divine because your artwork, your writing, all of these things, these incompleted relationships that you had in the past and past lives, these things are able to be fulfilled at this time. It is just going to require you, you know, not to rush, to really begin to trust yourself, understand, use tonight as your divine confirmation without a shadow of a doubt. There's many things I know about you, but that's certainly not one. And so, you know, it was a lot of confirmation for you. And as, you know, a brother told me back in my earlier days, Miss Blue, you couldn't have made this shit up on your best day.
It's
so
because, like, when you talk about China and, you know, I started Kung Fu. I'd never completed it. I mean, it's like everything was wrapped up into one when you're talking.
Yes.
Okay.
So this incomplete.
I'm tripped out because the number 140, like on the briefcase, that the Chinaman was getting her to open up.
Oh yes, the Chinaman. That's
right. Why I say 140.
I didn't even think about that.
And at school, my teacher, there's my entrepreneur teacher. His name is Mr. Chung, and he teases me and he calls me. Like he says, I'm black, you know, but he teases me and says like I'm like Chinese descendant or stuff like that. And it's just so funny, you know. I mean, it's more than one people that says it, and you know, it's just really divine confirmation. I love it, man.
I'm so honored to give that to you, Griffin, and you know, I'm so honored.
You know, ceramics. I even went. It's a lot.
Oh, tell me.
I need to email. When I just left high school, I went to this place to do ceramics. And when I was doing the ceramics, I didn't learn it. I was just painting the pots, and that's my job, to paint the pots. And they were like, did you go to art school? And why your designs look so, you know, like you know, kind of saying like years beyond what you learn. And it's like,
wow.
Gosh. And that's why I love Chinese motifs. And I just love stuff like, oh my God, my mom sews. Like, she sews. My mom in this life, she sews, okay? And like, yeah. So I love you, Miss Blue. Thank you. I'm going to say, I just pray that I can just get it. I'm not going to be in a rush, but, you know,
Don't be in a rush.
You're not in a rush. You would have to do a whole lot to jack this up. It's just really about trusting yourself. I definitely want you, whenever you can get the spirit quest, because that's going to make a world of difference for you, Griffin, especially where you are, and just to be able to take that in. But I thank you, because this is great confirmation to show people exactly what happened in the record. For all of you guys to see why the Akashic Records, the premier files, and being able to have this ancient knowledge that comes from ancient Kemet, to see how this is so real. There were cities, worlds, realities, universes built off of the premier files. And so, you know, it was an honor to kind of get that to you, Griffin. I'm super excited for you.
One last thing, Griffin.
Yes.
Remember, it's a combination number. It's a combination of things you have to do. It's 1, 4, 0. Use the 1 as your magic wand, your one, your ink pen, your magic wand.
Yes.
Use the number four as the reason you're doing what you're doing, and use the zero as the overall spirit of all of it. It's a combination of things that has to be done. Go open up the safe.
Yes, because you got it.
There you go.
You got it. You definitely got it, Griffin. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you,
Griffin.
That was cool. I truly am so humbled, and I know you are with your work, but I am so humbled by what I find in the records, in the Akashic records, in the Premier files. It is so humbling, you know. It's so empowering. It's so freeing. It's all of those things. And then to get that alignment that you give them to be able to move forward, like, this is really priceless information. I mean,
no doubt about that. No doubt about that. And you know, we are limitless beings, you understand? But you know, I love the air. I love the airplanes. I love the air. But I also love driving.
Oh, I love to drive.
And as I was driving in, my spirits are speaking and say, please tell Ms. Blue, do Akashic record readings tonight. And let me stop right here. And you know, and
yes,
I feel we done for tonight. I'm done, because I'm gonna give you the second part of what my spirit told me on how important it is for the Akashic record readings to come back. And I'm gonna tell you why. And I know I'm putting you on the spot on the air. And let me tell you why. I saw this shit so clear. I don't care what movie you're working on. I don't care what album you're working on right now. You got to fit this in, because the people need it. I promise you, because I saw a clear vision to say it's going to be so important, and I'm putting you on the spot.
Wow.
Sleep on it.
Yeah.
Ms. Blue, I saw it, because it says it's so important for this energy that's coming up. Please make the time, find the time. And I promise I'm done for tonight, because I just got the confirmation. I had no idea. 140. Something told me to tell you, press 140. That's the combination.
Wow.
I'm done. I am. I'm done.
I will take you. I will definitely take that, Brother Bilal.
And at least sleep on it.
And give you some confirmation, because I just had a conversation tonight with Esther, who is also the host here, and these were some of the same things that we spoke about earlier. And so here you come, and now divine confirmation. So, hey, the main thing I want to let you guys know as we get ready, I may do Akashic record readings on Sunday night. Again, because I'll tell you guys something, and you know, I thank you so much for bringing this up. I truly do. It speaks to my heart, because I love doing readings. I really do. I love sharing, and that's what we all should be doing with our gifts and things that we have, or whatever we want to call it, or our work. I love doing that. And so Sunday night, I may do Akashic record readings. I do want to give out the website as well. I just have a lot of things going on, you guys. Movies, in the studio, Baby Blue, my son, you know, me, my life, my personal life, and getting that in order, and work, and you know, the remix, and all of these things. But I will tell you that I know that most of you, even if you've had that reading from me before, you guys have shifted, and I can tell. I can tell even by the readings, and some of you who've never experienced it, your spirit is calling out. I probably get about 50 to 100 emails a day of requests for Akashic record readings. So, hey, it's on the table now. It's on the table. Brother Bilal, it's always a joy to have you here, joining us, the family here. It's amazing when we get this chance to get together and to give out this powerful energy here from Planet Remix. I also want to let you guys know, jump on over if you want to come and self-invest it. You need to do that. Question for Blue, email me at questionforblue@gmail.com. It's not too late. Don't forget to go check out the digital rituals, missblueblast.com/digital-ritual-courses.com. You can get that. Don't forget to reach Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. You can do that as well. And so I just love you guys. I love the Remix family. Much love, warm spirit. And as we do, and yeah, we're going to be out of here in self-invested on this weekend, and who knows, maybe Sunday night I'll do, you know, a Cosmic Record readings. We can do that. Yeah.
I will be tuned in.
All right. So peace and love to you guys. Yes. Peace and love to you guys. And see you guys. See you guys in the remix. See you guys in the remix. I wanted to play something on our way out. I want to play something really quick. Let's see if we can get it. Let's see if we can get it. If I can think of the song. If not, you guys, oh well. Let's see. I don't think I can find this song. Yeah, I don't think I can find the song, you guys. I can't find it. It's there, though. All right. So, we'll just put some music on as we get ready to close out here. It's just always a joy coming in the remix, you guys. Your energy is amazing. I know it was hundreds of you on the phone lines. You can definitely reach out to Brother Bilal as well. And, you could reach out to Brother Bilal. Mm-hmm.
There's a fine line. Baby, I'm on it.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between love and hate. And she can't wait too late. But baby, I'm on it.
Don't forget to download, everybody. Don't forget to download.
There's a fine line between love and hate. Way too late, but baby, I'm on it. Can't worry about what a nigga think to see, and that's liberation, and baby, I want it.
Focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sow get devoured by the same locust. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now I voice their cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten flames dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you foster dreaded melanin, silicone, and collagen injected. Dissecting my pride, who the one gon' get it started? We be the lion hearted, without infanticide. It's like that red sprite, you can't imagine, unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel, picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers, you a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tail between your legs, though the mane on your head say the story. As you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen, just by rapping. Libertad, libertad.